Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Being an 8-year-old landlord ain't easy. Takes a special kind of dedication. It's all in the name of the game. All is fair in Monopoly.
The same company who brought you the epically terrible 2012 box office flop Battleship, based on the board game of the same name, are now hoping to do a whole lot better with a big screen adaptation of Monopoly. And they've enlisted a Hollywood superstar to make it happen. Here to tell us more is culture editor at The Nightly, Wenli Ma. Okay, Wenli, who has Hasbro tapped to make Monopoly the movie?
Okay, it makes a lot of sense. They have tapped Lucky Chap, which is the production company started by Margot Robbie. And of course, they made Barbie. So if you're Hasbro and you're going, geez, our rivals over at Mattel had a pretty good year last year with Barbie, I bet the toy sales went up as well as whatever share of the box office they got. They might go, now let's try and do that again, but let's do it with Mr. Moneybags.
So just for the benefit of the listeners in the cheap seats, do you want to run through what Margot Robbie's Lucky Chap production house accomplished with its Barbie adaptation?
Absolutely. I mean, Margot and Lucky Chap, they knew the Barbie rights were up a few years ago and they chased after it. They chased after director Greta Gerwig. And of course, the movie went on to become a genuine pop cultural sensation. It made $1.4 billion at the box office. It got 8 Oscar nominations. It won one, and it just took over the conversation for about a month. I reckon anyone who was stocking pink tutus in their shops probably sold out. Like, it was a huge deal. So, I mean, does that mean everyone's going to be wearing top hats in a couple of years? Maybe.
Do you have a favorite Monopoly piece that you always use when you play?
I used to like the car. I know that's like so generic, but I loved the car. Maybe it's because I don't drive myself. Yeah. But it is an interesting thing because 2 weeks ago, Lucky Chap, Margot's company, also announced they're doing a movie adaptation of The Sims video game. So it very much looks like they're kind of on a tear right now in terms of like, what can we do in terms of branded toys and games and experiences and make them into big, you know, movie experiences. Personally, I think it's a bit of a risky move because I think Margot's known for producing kind of bolder, female-focused ideas, movies including Promising Young Woman, Saltburn, Netflix TV series Made. So for them to do so many sort of toys and games all at once feels a little bit risky because it's one thing if you're the pioneer that sets the trend, it's something else when then you become one of its followers as well.
Yeah, like I gotta say, I agree with you completely on that. Like, I think Barbie was out of the box, excuse the pun, and I didn't love the film, but I absolutely respect what it achieved and what Greta and Margot were able to achieve with that. As far as Hasbro goes, like, you'd have to say they've got a few more runs on the board than Mattel did in the film sense. You know, Transformers, G.I. Joe, all that kind of stuff, IP that they've brought to the big screen in the past. Do we know anything about what a Monopoly adaptation might look like?
Look, there are absolutely no details yet. I imagine it won't just be like a 2D board. And it could very well be that she brings on board a filmmaker the same caliber as Greta Gerwig, because I think that's the other piece in the Barbie conversation, is that it's such a very specifically Greta and to a degree Noah Baumbach vision that I don't know that you can replicate that. It felt like, you know, something special in that moment. But we do know that Mattel, which also went, we want more money from the movie people. They are making like a gazillion different movies based on their toys. There's a Polly Pocket movie coming up, directed by Lena Dunham, starring Lily Collins. There's a Barney movie coming up with Daniel Kaluuya. And that's the other thing. It's like everyone is going to be doing this. So how does a Monopoly movie cut through? I mean, having said that, the Cluedo movie is one of my favourite go-tos on a Friday night. So maybe there is some hope.
Yeah, well, look, let's stay hopeful because Margot, she's certainly deserved the benefit of the doubt on what she's done so far. Culture editor at The Nightly, Wenli Ma, thanks for giving us this update on the show.
Thank you.